Busted, mister.
Mm-hmm. Yep, busted. I knew it. I was honestly just taking a wild guess, but... Oh, you little shit. Is that my pizza?
No.
That's the best you've got? God. There's a slice in your hand right now, and I know you ate all of yours earlier. And what? Did you think I wouldn't notice some missing pieces? Yeah, you know I keep track of my food like a fucking vulture. Don't worry about it. Have a slice. But close the damn door already. I don't want to sound like a mum, but it's not a TV, you know. Don't you want to heat it up? Oh my God, of course you'd say that. You always say that. Your exact line is, refrigerator cold or pizza oven hot. You're such a weirdo. So come on, weirdo. Mind telling me why you're up so late and stealing my leftovers, no less? Did you really think I was asleep? The light was off, but that doesn't mean I'm not awake. I heard you clomping down the hallway. Dude, when am I not up this late? That's not important, though. Look, tell me what's up. I never catch you at this time of night. Besides, I thought you followed gremlin rules. What? I mean, how I'm not supposed to feed you after midnight? I can't believe I have to explain that. Whatever. Now, stop trying to dodge my questions or I'll take that pizza away from you. Yeah. Now tell me. Look, I'm probably not going to bed anytime soon, babe. You know me. So if you want to vent or anything, I got you. I was just dicking around on my laptop. I finished all my work earlier. It's no biggie. Yep. Go ahead. I'm all ears. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you have to be up early tomorrow. Is that what's bothering you? Not the getting up early. I mean, you're starting some whole new thing, right? I see. And you can't really get to sleep, huh? You don't usually get anxious like this. I'm surprised. Oh, no, of course not. But you should definitely try and get some rest. Otherwise, you're screwing your future over. I'm not trying to push you away. I'm just worried about you. You'll feel even worse tomorrow if you stay up. Fair point. Oh, I got it. If you really want to stay up for a bit, then come out to the balcony with me. Let me show you something. Yep, let's go. You're always asleep when I do this, so hey, now you can see what I get up to in the early hours of the morning. Oh, it's nothing too crazy, just a little something I like doing. Come on, outside. It's nice and cool out here, don't you think? No, I'm good. I'm used to it. I don't need to put on more clothes. I told you, I'm used to this. Wait a minute. Is all this skin I'm showing distracting you? Bitch! I don't look at you that way either, so... Come on, sit with me. I can show you why I brought you out here. Comfy? Cool. By the way, you're not too cold, are you? Great. Oh yeah, I brought you out here for a reason. Sorry, my mind started drifting already. Okay, so see how quiet it is now? This is kind of the reason I like staying up so late. Of course, I have to stay up, if I have a bunch of work to do, and I do keep really weird hours, my schedule might be a bit, I don't know, super fucked. But it's always nice to come out here after I finish something, or if I want to take a break. I've been doing this for a while now. Yeah. You don't run on the same demon time that I do, so obviously you wouldn't know. Well, that's part of the draw. No one's awake now. I'm pretty much completely alone when I do this. Except now. I'm joking, you big baby. You know I love you. But like I was saying, I'm completely alone. This time I get is 100% mine. And when things get a bit too much, having that time to myself helps. I can be alone with my thoughts. I get, for some people, it is an ideal, and I can totally understand that. For me, though, I think it's great to have some time to, ooh, fancy word incoming here, Rumi, to ruminate. Shut up. I'm not illiterate. I know words. I'm not as much of a nerd as you, but I'm not some fucking goblin. God. Anyway, bitch. Now, we have this time. We can be alone with our thoughts together. Mm-hmm. That's why I brought you out here. So take a breather. Take some time to think about what you need to. If you need me, I'll be right here, ready to listen. Mm-hmm. What's up? What I usually end up doing is I'll sit and sift through my thoughts until maybe not even until I feel better, but until I feel like my mind is a bit clearer, you know? Like I might not have a problem I need to figure out, but I can still sit and enjoy my own company. Well, and now yours too. You do have problems on your mind though. I can see there's something you want to talk about. I told you I was ready to listen. Is this about tomorrow? You're starting something new, man. I'd be surprised if you weren't at least a little bit anxious. Nah. I'll never be convinced about that. I don't see how anyone can always be okay with starting new things or going new places or whatever. Sure, there might be some excitement, but still, change is scary. Honestly, change will always be scary, right? New situation, new people, possibly new everything. It's a lot to take in, especially because you sort of just go for it, you know? You don't always get the chance to ease into these things. Exactly. So you being nervous is completely natural. I know it's daunting. Mm-hmm. If I can offer you a tiny piece of advice, it's for you to take as it comes, not like just going with the flow and experiencing everything in the moment. God, no. You still want to be prepared. What I mean is, don't overthink every little detail and don't try to plan too far into the future. You don't know what's going to happen. Even more so with things changing on you like this. So if you try and figure everything out before you get there, you'll only stress yourself out even more. Besides, you're a tough cookie. You'll need a bit of time to settle in, but it shouldn't be too difficult for you. And once you do that, you'll be golden. Yep, just take it one day at a time. And of course, let's hope it doesn't come to this. But if things turn out to be shitty, you'll always have me here. Unfortunately, asshole. Yeah, I love you too. Anytime. I'm glad I could help you out. Look, before we go inside, you do need to understand that shit like this doesn't stop. Which, I know this statement is a bit of a downer. I'm sorry if that isn't really something you want to hear, but I promise I'm getting to something. So, as terrible as it might sound, life is life. Nothing will stay the same forever, as much as we want it to. Everything changes, Remy. But you know, I won't. Or well, I'll at least try not to. I can't make ridiculous promises. Who knows? Maybe in a year I'll start hanging out with a biker gang or something. I know I'm saying a lot of dumb shit, but you get my point, right? Yeah, I'll still be me. You can count on that. And I know you'll still be the lovable dork I'm forced to live with. Look, don't go changing on me too much, sweetheart. We're stuck together for God knows how long. Come on, you should go to bed now. You'll still be able to get a couple of more hours sleep, and I'll make sure you wake up on time, okay? Oh, and I can even make sure you have some breakfast tomorrow to help you start your day. How's that sound? No, that's my pizza. I'll make you a real breakfast. Awesome. I think I'll probably stay out here for a bit longer. Why, do you want me to come and tuck you in? Oh, why are you so feisty now, baby? It's way past your bedtime. Seriously though, bedtime, mister. I'll see you tomorrow. Well, in a couple of hours. Don't let the bed bugs bite.